On Friday, January 25th, members of the Coalition of Immokalee Workers visited Madison, Wisconsin. They spoke about their campaign to boycott Taco Bell and their upcoming Taco Bell Truth Tour. According to the 1997-98 National Agricultural Workers Survey, most farm worker households earn between $7,500 and $10,000 a year. Adjusted for inflation, farm workers' real wages have decreased 5% over the last decade. The average annual income for Immokalee farm workers is even less, averaging just over $6,500 a year. At most farms in Immokalee, wages have remained stagnant for the last 20 years. The Coalition of Immokalee Workers has engaged in a variety of campaigns in their struggle for higher wages and justice for farm workers. WORT correspondent Mike Gonzalez spoke with farm worker Romero Ramirez and translator Brian Payne about an action the coalition engaged in to end violence on a Florida farm.
Incluyendo como acabar con la violencia en las labores, marchando a la casa de los patrones. Que también así terminan todos los crímenes en golpiza de los trabajadores que pasan.
Another example is our campaign to end violence in the fields, where we organized a march to one of the contractors' houses. We ended up with 500 or 600 people in front of the contractor's house, essentially ending the violence that happens out in the fields when there used to be growers that would, or contractors that would get away with beating workers in the fields. It doesn't happen anymore.
6L's Packing Company, one of Florida's largest tomato producers and a major contractor for Taco Bell, pays workers 40 to 45 cents for every 32-pound bucket of produce they pick, the same bucket rate they paid in 1978. Since 6L's has refused to bargain wages with the coalition, the workers have decided to target Taco Bell.
Bueno, la meta es de que Taco Bell tiene que solucione este problema, pero es como Taco Bell se vio que cuando dijo en el comunicado del periódico que no se mete en problemas de disputas laborales entre trabajadores y a él no le importaba nada. Pero si vemos gana 5.2 billones de ganancias, ¿cómo es posible que va a negar eso? Sabiendo que gracias por los trabajadores está ganando eso.
So the main goal is that Taco Bell take its responsibility to be able to do something about the working conditions in the fields and step up. Now Taco Bell keeps insisting over and over it's not our responsibility, it's a dispute between the contractors and the workers. But here Taco Bell is earning $5.2 billion in revenues per year off of the sweat of us. It is their responsibility.
Bueno, vimos, conocimos las huelgas, vimos que ellos dijeron que ellos no pueden hacer el diálogo y no pueden pagar más porque no siempre salen perdiendo cada año que no tienen suficiente dinero para pagar más.
We saw with all of the strikes that we did was that 6L's never gave an answer, and their answer to the press was always that we can't afford to be able to pay more to the workers.
Entonces, si el ranchero no tiene dinero, pero gana 120 millones de ganancias, si Taco Bell gana 5.2 billones de ganancias, pues vamos con el cliente, y el cliente que pague un centavo más por libra a que se nivele el salario del salario del trabajador como ha quedado estancado desde 1978.
So here we have the grower who's making $120 million per year in revenues. He says, well, I can't afford to pay that. So what we've done is we go to Taco Bell. Taco Bell's making $5.2 billion, and Taco Bell is also trying to shirk the responsibility. And that's the reason why we're forming alliances with consumers to be able to force Taco Bell that they would have to listen and they would have to pay that one more penny per pound of tomatoes to the workers so we can make a decent wage.
No, más que si el público cuando está escuchando este mensaje, todo aquel que piense ir a comer a Taco Bell, que deje de ir a comer a Taco Bell y que se deje de engañar por la campana que Taco Bell ofrece comida rápida y barata.
Just so people be aware from now on, the next time you think about going to eat at Taco Bell, be aware of what the reality that exists behind that bell, behind that image, and think about what you're about to eat before you eat that.
The Taco Bell Truth Tour begins in Tampa, Florida on February 28th. March 3rd, they will join the Mexico Solidarity Network for a Midwest regional convergence in Chicago. They will be in Madison on March 4th. From there, they will continue on to California, where they will visit Taco Bell headquarters in Irvine, California. For more information on the Immokalee Workers Coalition and the Truth Tour, visit www.ciw-online.org. Mike Gonzalez, WORT Community Radio in Madison, Wisconsin, and the Madison Indie Media Center contributed to this report.